This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friend. Yes, Saturday already. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host. Yeah, you've guessed it, Andy Goldstein. Now, we kick things off looking back at yesterday's Women's Euros as England faced Northern Ireland. Before the game, there was some breaking news as England manager Serena Wiegmann had tested positive for COVID. Assistant coach Arjan Wierink led the side, and here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Well, how do you take the heat out of the hysteria? Well, England chill out with group sing-alongs and boat trips. The choice on Monday night after the hammering of Norway was ABBA. Well, the winner had taken it all. To Kirby, who shoots, what a goal! Oh, what a hit from Fran Kirby! Brings it down, then shoots towards the far corner. Oh, it's a wonderful finish from Beth Mead. The tournament's top scorer strikes again.
She controls the ball on her right foot, cuts it in, and hits it with her left foot, and it's a really, really good finish. I love goals like that.
Russo with a header towards goal. That didn't take long before she's on the score sheet again. Alicia Russo with her second goal of the tournament, her second header of the tournament. Lovely ball into midfield, and Toome picking up the space, manages to get it into Russo. Lovely Clive Church, she's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. That's a beauty! Thunders it beyond the goalkeeper. Kelsey Burrows, off the top of her knee, sends the ball high over the head of the deflated Jackie Burns. And it flies into the net for Northern Ireland 0, England 5.
Also yesterday on TalkSport, we had some breaking news that my club, Manchester United, of course, confirmed the signing of Christian Eriksen on a free transfer. Cost them nothing, apart from his ridiculously high wages. Here was mine and the fun boy Jason Cunningham's reaction live on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show.
I think it's a great signing. Honestly, I heard Danny Murphy talking not that long ago, and there's one or two others on TalkSport, really playing it down. Saying, you know, is he going to start? He might not start. But now, don't forget, we're in the era now where there's five subs. And those five subs, the big heads, can have deep pockets and get deep squad. And those subs can make a massive difference off the bench. Imagine having Eriksen come off the bench. Maybe it's 0-0 away at Spurs or something like that. And you bring on Eriksen, fresh legs, new idea. That's what a great...
You don't think he'll start for United?
He might do. No. Okay. I'm not necessarily
saying... It's just an option you can be,
he's an option. Now, you haven't paid a bean for him, right? He's still... I still think there's a huge amount he can offer.
Now, during the week, we heard from Moni, Simon Jordan and Gabby Agbonlahor. They got into a bit of a heated ding-dong over the future and career of Man United castaway Jesse Lingard.
Lingard and the modern day football are in a huge opportunity where they can substitute achievement for finances. If you had one shot. Because in most walks of life, you have to be really, really good to get really good money. In football, you don't. People that are of a certain mindset can sustain it for a short period of time. And then it's the proper players that have longer term careers that can do it on a consistent level.
And they're the ones that are remembered.
Jesse Lingard, it will be remembered for me for TikTok videos.
Yeah, that quite annoyed me when I heard that yesterday, because I feel that Simon can be quite bitter. He reminds me of a bitter owner who you try and negotiate a contract with and they're like, get out, you're not having that. But you've got to go with the times. Natalie and Ali and Jesse Lingard, for me, has had an amazing career.
There's a good point in there, to some extent. Gabby makes a good point. I mean, he probably doesn't realise he makes a good point because, you know, 2 + 3 to Gabby equals yellow. But the point is that there is a debate to be had about what footballers get paid and how good they are and how worthy they are. Now, maybe it reminds him of a bitter owner because people told him to get out of their offices because it wasn't about being bitter, it was about Gabby being in the office in the first place, wasting their time.
Now, England legend and former West Ham coach Stuart Psycho Pearce joined TalkSport on The Breakfast Show yesterday alongside Trevor Sinclair as they gave us their reaction and thoughts on Jesse Lingard's career over the last few years.
What really disappoints me in football is when I see players that are sat on the outside of it and not playing matches. You know, when I look at Jesse's last year...
I couldn't imagine doing that, Stu. I couldn't imagine.
No, no. And probably myself more so, because I'm slightly older than you, but yourself as well, Trev. We come from a generation where you wanted to play every week and you're hell's bent on playing every week and you didn't want to miss games. Now, whatever that took, and there was always... There was never a financial decision in football for me. It was always a footballing decision. So when the time come for myself to stay at Nottingham Forest and not go to for more money elsewhere and whatever because I was happy where I'm working, that was the main decision because it was a footballing decision for me. But that's the only thing that disappoints me, the fact that I see good players sat on the bench and not playing football.
Sticking with The Breakfast Show, an England Rugby Union head coach, Edwin Jones, joined the guys as he discussed the team's rebuild and how they've bonded during the Australian tour.
This is probably the second rebuild of the side I've done and probably the biggest one because we had a good team in 2019, but we knew we'd have to change that before the next World Cup. And sometimes the timing, Trevor's, you know, you don't control it because you don't know when those young players are going to be ready to play. And they're ready to play now. And then with the coaching staff, we changed the coaching staff 8 months ago. So we've got a group together now that really happy with, that are providing a lot of good coaching for the players on the pitch. You don't know how much you miss it until you go on again. You know, we haven't had a tour since 2017. So this 2018, sorry. So this has been really important. Yeah, we've run a different schedule. So we've trained before lunch every day and we finish at lunchtime, then the guys can go off and do recreational recovery and they get, you know, they get that discretionary time together. The young blokes get to spend time with the old experienced players, you know. You saw yesterday afternoon Marcus Smith and Owen Farrell kicking at the Sydney Cricket Ground together and then coming back and watching video. And when you're not on tour, those sort of things are sometimes a little bit more compromised.
Now, following the Breakfast Show, Sam, what's the matter with your face, matter face? And Moni Moni, Simon Jordan were discussing Cristiano and Ronaldo's future at Manchester United. Simon, or Moni, as I like to call him, couldn't work out why Erik ten Hag wanted to keep the legendary forward so badly and dismissed the idea of him joining Newcastle. Or Newcastle. Or Newcastle. No one really knows. But either way, this is what he said.
I am surprised that Ten Hag wants to keep him. I'm surprised that he's making a stand and potentially dying on a hill about Ronaldo staying there. I've said he's towing the line. I've said he's playing lip service to the overall perspective of we want to keep Ronaldo so that we can position ourselves when we let him go at a price that makes us look like reluctant sellers. Mm. I get that dynamic, but he's come out stronger than that. He's come out and made it almost like it's a must-have and it's part and parcel of Ten Hag's strength of character that Ronaldo will be in this team. He is part of our future and we're going to go forward with him. And I think that's a strange hill to die on. On paper, people would attract the attention and the world's media would have liked upon St James's Park. But the point is it the right move for Newcastle United as they build for a side that wants to challenge for the Premier League and wants to do what Man City's done? If we believe the backstory, which is no reason not to, given the ownership model and state-funded, that they're going to go after achieving things, then they must look at the models that have gone before. Manchester City didn't just rock in when the Thai Prime Minister was taken out and Sheikh Mansour was brought in. It took them 4 years to get to the Premier League title. And I think it will take something similar and maybe even longer for Newcastle to achieve that because the competition has got stronger and more financially adept. I would think it's a Hollywood signing that would
take something away from Newcastle because they look like they're being clever. They look like they're being smart. They don't look like they're getting their pants pulled down or agents are running around thinking we've got the latest mugs on the block.
Moving on now to a bit of boxing. And we return to my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, where the fun boy Jason Cundy and I were joined in the studio by cruiserweight boxer and superstar, our friend Richard the Midnight Train Reactor.
I've really, you know, taken myself and just focused purely on my goals. So I feel like I've sacrificed more. I've distanced myself from a lot of people just so...
Have you got... You had bad people around you, did you?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say that, but just... I just wanted to focus more. I just wanted to put myself in a situation where there was no distractions, nothing at all. And I want to get myself to a position, you know. You know, I want to be world champion. I want to be unified world champion. And I know that demands a lot of sacrifice. I need to be in the zone and I have to protect my energy. So I feel when you say if I've changed a little bit, I think in that element, yeah, I have definitely. I'm just more focused, more driven. And I just know what I need to do now. Right now is what I call prime time. Mm-hmm. And any slip ups, it could be detrimental to me.
Now over on TalkSport 2, we've had coverage of the 150th Open Championship. Just call it golf. Tiger Woods missed the cut, sadly, and wiped away the tears amid emotional scenes as he cheered the full length of the 18th hole. Here's how it sounded. Sorry, it's getting to me as well on TalkSport.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Got enough pace. Oh, it's got in the hole. Wow, thank you very much for coming. Cameron Smith makes a birdie on the first to go to 7 under par for the championship.
Yeah, from 8 feet, it's in. All right, that will make lunch taste better for Dustin Johnson. And he sees himself ascend to the top of the leaderboard at 9 under.
A long putt across the green. Oh, would you believe it? Would you believe it? Ian Poulter has holed another absolute monster putt.
Come on, Jordan. He pours it in and steps straight in after it. Great birdie for Jordan Spieth here on 7.
All the attention is on the man on the tee at the moment, the great Tiger Woods. He is now playing the 18th at St Andrews. Possibly for the last time in an Open Championship. He's over the putt. Done this so many times, hasn't he? Forward it goes. Oh, and it slipped out. It slipped out. You could hear the groan. But now comes the cheer for Tiger Woods.
I had a few tears, you know, and I'm not one who gets very teary-eyed very often about anything. But just to hear the ovations get louder and louder and louder. I felt that as I was coming in.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
Tired
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.